Hello, 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 everyone. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for joining me on this audio for Prayer 7, illuminating the pathway, your journey to self-love, loving yourself. So important, so beautiful, so powerful. And I know that it is truly a journey to get there. I have been calling it this journey, and I've been telling you this because it is. It's a journey to get there. It's not like a thing that happens overnight. It does take time. And I know this because I've been through it, and I'm still on my way to just fully all the time, 100% loving myself. There's just those moments, those threads, right, where I'm like, I could be more self-loving right now, right? It is a practice, and it's important. So here we are. Today, I want to talk to you about letting go of comparison energy. This is truly self-loving to do this. Boy, oh boy, do we do this often. What is comparison energy really? What does that mean? Okay, well, let me tell you something. Have you ever gone out into the world and said, wow, I feel so good about myself, and then all of a sudden someone walks by who you think is prettier or better looking or seems to have more money or whatever, and you're like, wow, I suddenly feel a little deflated. I don't know how that happened. I felt really confident and good about myself. And then suddenly I compared myself to this person, and I felt my whole energy and confidence deflate. How often do we do this? I mean, I know I used to do it, and I know that a lot of people do it. You know, we're comparing ourselves. We're seeing ourselves as less than in some way to someone else, like they possibly are better than, and therefore we are less than. Where do we pick this up? Usually we pick this up from our past. You know, the media doesn't help, that's for sure. Seeing the different magazines with all the airbrushed models and the, you know, this idea of perfection that's exhibited within media and TV and things like that. And then you meet that person, that model or that actor, which I've met a few in my life, and they don't even look like that. They're much shorter. They are just more natural looking. It's all just so false. And the ego loves that. It likes to cling on to it and say, okay, once you look like that, and once you're that weight, and once you look like that person over there, or you act like that person over there, then you'll be happy. Then you'll be at peace. It's just ridiculous. It's just not true. No matter how skinny we are, how pretty we are, how successful we are, how much money we have, it does not bring us happiness. And maybe it brings you happiness for a few hours or a few days, and then it's temporary and it goes away. Permanent, lasting happiness is just loving oneself as we are. Loving yourself as you are. State out loud with me, please. I love myself just as I am. Once more. I love myself just as I am. Once more. I love myself just as I am. Take a breath. Doesn't that feel good? I know that it didn't solve your desire to love yourself as you are yet. And can you feel how good that feels to just say that to oneself and just feel so good, right? So letting go of comparison energy sets you free from trying to be like someone else. Rather, you step into your own unique divine expression of who you really are. There is no one else like you out there. Did you know that? There's only one soul that is you. No one else is you. There's no one. You as you are the only one as you are. That's so beautiful. Don't change that. Stay that unique divine expression. Don't try to be like somebody else. It's so beautiful. Okay, so thank you so much. I'm going to lead us into a prayer. And this prayer is to help you let go of comparison energy in your life. Okay, we are going to start by taking some deep and slow breaths. I'd like you to move this breath, the first breath, second breath, and third breath, in through your nose, out through your mouth. And on each out breath, please make a sound, starting with the first breath. Letting go on the out breath. Second breath. Third breath. Good. Thank you so much. Please now place your hands over your heart space and close your eyes. Thank you so much. Moving into prayer together. Please enjoy every moment of this prayer and let it move through your heart as much as possible. All right, thank you. So I thank you, I thank you, I thank you so much, Mother, Father, God, for this beautiful, divine, blessed day. For in this day, right now, in this space and place that I am in, there is no greater day or moment that's happening, because it is the day and the moment that I am in, and that moment and day that I am living in and breathing in, and there could be no greater moment or day than that. I am grateful. I am grateful to know that there is no one on this planet, no one in this entire universe that is me, just as I am. I am my own unique divine expression of God. And I know that sometimes I forget this. Sometimes I try to be like others. I see something in the TV or on the news or the media that makes me think, oh, look, that's what true success looks like. Oh, that's what beauty looks like. Oh, that's what happiness looks like for them, maybe. Or is it really even that? Is that real? I know the most important thing now for me is to step into what's real for me, what's authentic to me, my true divine expression of who I am, free of trying to be like anyone or anything, setting myself free from the collective, trying to be like whoever is around me so that I somehow will find more peace, more joy, more happiness. Like somehow that is what creates more peace, joy, and happiness, to be like someone else who supposedly has that. Rather than me step into my own divine greatness as I am, becoming the balanced, integrated being that I truly am in this life by getting to know myself, honoring my feelings, learning to be compassionate with myself, learning to be loving with myself, and not trying to be like anyone else. I know this is what freedom is. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. Mother, Father, God, I ask you, give me courage to walk forward remembering this. And when I forget, please remind me. Help me stand in my own two shoes in a place of sovereignty, free of the collective unconsciousness, staying awake, staying conscious to what's most important to me, stepping into this world every day in a state of knowingness that I can do it. I am ready to do it, to be the me I came here to be. Thank you so much, Mother, Father, God. I am grateful. And with these words, I say, and so it is. Take a deep and slow breath. Good. One more deep breath. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm grateful. Oh, I'm just vibrating so beautifully from that prayer. I hope you are too. Listen to this prayer as much as you like until you finally let go of comparison energy. Hopefully it will assist you greatly on that journey to do so. Blessings. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.